Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Charles Payne, great to get you back on the radio, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. It's been hectic.
Yeah, I'll bet it has. So what would your question have been to Pete Buttigieg? Have you gotten him on making money yet?
You know, I can't. Certain people won't come on with me.
No, I don't get that. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get Gary Gensler. There's a long list of folks I love to talk to and really have a real sincere conversation with them. But I am on. I honestly also, I'm not good at. Listen, Neil is a master. He can deal with these folks who blow the smoke, and he, you know, it's tough. It really is tough, and you know, particularly when they listen, they all come on with an agenda. I get that much, but golly, these are important times. You know, we're looking for answers, not excuses.
Maybe you need to get Vladimir Putin on because apparently this is all his fault.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. First, you know, when the war started, right, and they started doing all these sanctions and, you know, all of this stuff, and the media was like, hey, you know, Vladimir Putin miscalculated. And how many times did Biden say Vladimir Putin miscalculated? Biden never came out and said, hey, by the way, the cost of living is going to go through the roof. Your quality of life, which has already been in free fall, is going to fall even faster. They thought they had Vladimir Putin by the tail, right? They looked like, oh, man, this is amazing. We've cut him out of the financial system. We're not going to buy his oil. Well, China's buying it. India's buying it. The ruble is the hottest currency in the world. And Vladimir Putin's sitting on more money now than ever before. So someone miscalculated. Maybe it wasn't him.
Maybe not. But I think you've forgotten how this went. Hang on.
Russia.
Marsha.
I couldn't help but to think of that when he said it, right?
Man, everybody did. One of my favorite episodes of the Brady Bunch. You kidding?
Of course. So here's my question. I heard all the headlines this morning. Oil has dropped below $100 a barrel for the first time in I forget how many months, they said. It always takes a lot longer to come down at the pump than it did to go up. But what about this finger pointing by the White House that this is somehow profiteering by the oil and gas companies?
It's so painful. It really is. It's you talk about an era of bullying. Now, imagine, you know, you're a Ma Pa's gas station owner. You've got this gas station, and it's been tough. You know, over the last few years, there's a couple times. Yeah, you know, oil is one of the most volatile assets out there. One of the, you know, it's doing the. Right before the great financial crash, it was $140 a barrel. A year later, it was $38 a barrel. You know, we saw it go negative a couple of years ago. So, you know, these are people who are barely making it. I've got a guy near me named Sanjay. He's on his own station for years, and he's been trying to get out. You know, it's just too much. He can't do any real kind of planning for himself, his family. You know, it might be a good year one year, might be a bad year the next. They need people to come in. You know, put some gas in the car, but they need them to come inside the store. Otherwise, they don't make money.
Yeah.
That's where they're making the cash. And, you know, they're making on cigarettes, sodas. And, you know, listen, the same administration is going to take all the nicotine out of cigarettes. I'm not a smoker, but golly. So, that, you know, and then they'll probably end up having a sugar tax. Who knows? So, you know, I guess when we go to our charge up our EVs, they'll have sunflower seeds and some kind of spring water for us. But, you know, this is ridiculous, man. It really is. It's heartbreaking that the president would listen, but it does prove one thing. He does not like capitalism. And it was so amazing that the Chinese state media tweeted off of his tweet. And it's like, look, there's a president of the United States dissing capitalism.
No, it's true. And you can't deny the reality of that when you look at what's happened to the economy. So what are you telling your investors, your listeners there on Making Money regarding this market right now? I think what was the market? Was it down another 600 points yesterday?
You know, it was at the beginning, the Dow was, and then it came back. The Nasdaq surged, and the S&P eked a small gain. You know, first I always remind everyone this is a $23 trillion economy, and that's just the U.S. economy. You know, I'm not a big market, you know, overall buy the whole market and just, you know, set it in, you know, like the old Ron Papelli, set it and forget it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more active. I'm always trying to find the best opportunities out there. And the good thing about markets like this is when they sell off, they sell everything off. I mean, they sell some really amazing stuff off. And so, you know, like today, I'm prepping for today's show. One thing I'm going to talk about is a crash, right? The tech, remember the tech bubble crash?
Yes.
So, you know, it's interesting because markets come back before recessions are over. They go down because they know recession's coming. They rebound because they know it's ending. And in that period is when you make a lot of money. But if you go back to the tech bubble, even before the market bottomed, the NASDAQ bottomed, you could have bought, for instance, Amazon. And by the time the NASDAQ bottomed, you'd have been up 100%. And then, of course, since then, you've been up 36,000%. So I'm actually looking for some opportunities here. I'm not forcing the issue. But I'm certainly, I got to be quite honest with you. I'm getting pretty excited because I think the Fed's going to have to go back and not be as aggressive as they want to be. I don't know where this takes us ultimately long term. I mean, we're living an experiment right now in money. I mean, common sense would say it's going to explode in our face at some point. You just keep printing and printing and printing money. I just don't know when.
Well, here's I see you've got an event coming up on the 26th talking about inflation in America. What's that all about? You said on your tweet it's going to be lit. I get in trouble when I say that around my 23-year-old. He rolls his eyes at me.
Well, first of all, it's going to be our in-studio audience.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm really, really pumped about that. I love having a big audience and feeding off of people. And, you know, we're talking about how to cope, how to live through all of this, because this is putting a major impact on people's retirements, people's pensions. You know, obviously, how do you deal with it? Do you suspend your dreams and your hopes? And by the same token, hey, how to get through it? And as I was just talking about, how to profit from it. You know, we're not going to stick our heads in the sand. All right? None of this stuff is necessarily hopeless. It's unfortunate. And in this regard, it's really despicable in the sense that it was forced upon us.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a certain amount of anger and frustration that's natural. And actually, you know, listen, people should be angry and frustrated, but don't get too distracted that you miss opportunities also.
That's good. Was it lit?
Yeah. See, that we keep that drop on hand because my son said that one time.
Was it lit?
Because I tease him about that all the time. He used to say that about parties he would go to, but it suddenly when I said it, it wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's like I'm going to go somewhere and find like they probably were using it back in 1808 too. Like so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, nothing is necessarily new, so I don't mind. As long as I'm paying my son's tuition, he doesn't roll his eyes at me anymore.
You bet he doesn't. And, yeah, mine just graduated. That's why he can get away with
it. Yeah, he's free now.
Yeah, hey, we'll be watching Making Money this afternoon, Charles. Thank you, my friend.
It's great hearing from you, man. Great, Mark. Thanks.
Yeah, great to get you on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand.
Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.